Tower, HTX, mobile.
For HTX and 4WHM.
Hey again, Bill. See you made it home? Or assuming it?
Sitting on the carport.
I got about 15 more minutes.
Won't be long, you'll be home, you'll be out of hot, you can get your shower and get in that air conditioning you was talking about.
2-4 today.
It's 55 degrees right now in the shade, so it's right warm here in Harwell.
Sorry, Bill, I doubled with you.
It's 85 degrees in the shade here at Harwell.
Outside temp on this excursion showing 70 degrees right now.
85, that's for sure. But air condition will be even better.
It just rained up here, so that's why it's so cool. It was 88 when I left Greer there this afternoon.
NUE, monitoring.
Ed, you got Bill and Patrick here.
I heard, well, I'm showing 71 here in Campobello, and, you know, Bill, I hate you got it so hot, but, you know, that's the way it is down in Georgia.
They always say somebody's got to do it or be it, so it might as well be me. I got the air running good in the house, so when I go in, it'll be nice and cool.
Passed your number along to Marion there, so I don't know if he'll give you a call today or when he'll contact you, so just be on the lookout for it.
I will. If you see him in passing, just tell him if I don't answer, just leave a voicemail or something. I will call him back, but sometimes I lay my phone down in the shop, and it's hard to hear the thing ring with some of the machines running, so I normally just play catch up at the end of the day.
That is. Sometimes it's easier just to turn the thing off and not even worry about it.
That mine rings off the. I would say off the wall if it was a wall phone, but it just vibrates off the desk all day long at work.
I had a pretty good day today, fellas. There's a fella in my ham radio club here in Tryon that, he owns a repeater. Well, he put the repeater up there years ago, and, got to spend a little time with him today. He's a Vietnam veteran, super nice guy. He was nice enough to come down and take a look at my ham shack and made some things I need to make some corrections on, and, you know, but all in all, real good day, and I'm just glad I got somebody I can lean on if I need to.
That sounds like it was a good time. Glad you made that connection. That's part of what ham radio is all about.
Doubled in there, bud.
I did. Get mad about that today for some reason. I was going to say it's always good to have somebody you can lean on a little bit, show you the ropes.
I'll go after you.
Came down machine shop today, and they need a little help on something for an antenna mount, and I was able to help him, and, you know, just spent the afternoon together, some good old fellowship, man. I mean, that was nice. I really enjoyed that.
You know, I mean, I'll be honest with you. I enjoy our friends that are couples and other friends, but sometimes just men getting together and spending time and telling stories is refreshing. When I go camping with my buddies and it's just us, we sit around and we have a good time and we always enjoy it. The fellowship is good, no doubt.
to that. And I'm sure use that right now with everything going on. Just having some friends to lean on and help you through the bad times.
I'm at my destination, fellas. Y'all have a wonderful weekend, and be safe. Patrick, try not to tell your wife. Try not to get me in too much trouble, man. You know, you in pretty hot water down here, so just cut me a little slack.
Get that backup buzzer on that short bus.
I hear you, brother. Well, listen, y'all have a good weekend, and I'm 7-3. I'm all clear.
Yeah, be good. And if you can't be good, have fun. And 4WHM, ID.
7-3, Chad. Have a good day. It ain't raining down there where you're at, then has it, Bill?
And if there's not a cloud in the sky and nothing but bright sunshine here in Hartwell.
Nice and overcast up here. Nice and cool.
Guys at work on the phone, he's leaving on vacation tomorrow morning, so I called him and wished him a good vacation, and he told me it was raining in Athens, so it must be above and below us as normal. And but it's just hot and sunshiny here.
What you want when you go to the lake, ain't it?
Dead Lake, that's the problem. I live 10 minutes from it and never go. I'm always, well, I can't say I'd never go. I went fishing last weekend. I did catch a bunch of catfish, big ones, 15 pounds plus on rod and reel. So I had a good time with my brother. And we fished for about 6 hours from sun up till, and just had a good old time. But other than that, I don't really get to the lake.
I've never done is gone fishing at the lake. I've fished in the ocean, and I've fished in the creeks and rivers around here, but I've never been lake fishing.
At Marks Hill Lake, or Strong Thurmond, whatever you want to call it, down below Hartwell, and we were right where the French Broad River runs into the lake at the shoals, and that's where we were catching the catfish.
Put up a pretty good fight from what I hear, but I've never caught one, like I said.
When you get in that 15 to 20 pound range, I mean, they're pure muscle, and they put up a good fight, that's for sure. Fun.
Go do the catfish noodling.
After I got out of my teens, I finally got some sense and quit doing that. I've done it, but I wouldn't do it now. That was many, many moons ago.
Seen some YouTube videos of that, and I'm like, y'all are crazy. Some of the places they're doing that, and the alligators are there with them. No thank you, I'm not sticking my whole hand in a hole under the water and not know what's in there.
The first cousin, and that was his favorite thing in the world, was to go after catfish that way. And I would go with him, and we caught some monsters. I mean, we caught one that weighed 69 pounds. That was the biggest we ever caught. And there were bigger ones that had been caught in the different rivers we went to. But, yeah, I don't do that anymore. I got a little more sense now.
So you got YouTube there. Check out Hannah Barron and watch her do it. And it's a little young lady. I guarantee she don't weigh 100 pounds soaking wet. She's under there doing that 55-60-pound catfish.
I've seen the videos on YouTube. Yeah, I get amazed at some of the folks that do it, especially the young girls. I mean, they got nerves of steel, I guess.
Well, hey, Bill, I just pulled in the driveway, so I'm going to say 7-3 so I can get in the house and get settled in there. Enjoyed the ride along this afternoon. Sure made the drive better.
This is KO4 8X, and I'll be clear on your final.
Have a good one, and enjoy yourself, get cooled down, get your shower, and relax. And good talk to you, as always, and we'll catch you again soon. This is M4WHM. I'll be clear.